This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
It's my birthday! Yay! So, it's my birthday. And I had a very challenging start to the week. And then something really interesting happened. So, midweek, I was coming from a doctor's appointment. So, I came back to the United States and I had a doctor's appointment that wasn't too far from my childhood home. And just on a whim, I was like, let me just drive down that street. And every now and then I'll do that. I'll just drive down the street. I'll drive by the house, whatever. So this time I decided to do an Instagram Live. And I was Instagram Living my neighborhood and my old house. And this lady comes to the window and she was looking out the window. And I just yelled, I grew up in that house. And she was like, what? And I said, yeah, my father built that house. And she goes, Miller? And I said, yes. And she said, do you want to come inside? And I said, are you serious? And she said, yes. Mind you, this is all from my car and she's in the window. So she comes down to the door. She couldn't be more pleasant. She couldn't be more adorable. I feel like she's probably my age. And so I went inside and first of all, she did so many renovations to the house. It looks so good. And I saw my old bedroom. I saw the living, like every, yeah. So, and then come to find out she knew my mom. They worked together at the State Department. Who knew? And, but they were in different departments, so they didn't realize until they were like filling out the paperwork for the closing that they knew each other. So, as I was leaving the house, because like I said, I would routinely go by the house and just like look at it or whatever. One time I did plant something in the yard. And I used to have dreams for many years. I mean, decades of going back in that house, but it was like nightmares. And I would just return to the house in my dreams, return to the house. And, or return to my neighborhood, because I have very vivid dreams. But something as I was walked out the door and I was like, I don't think I need to go back to this house again. Like, I don't think I need to visit this house again. And something in me felt quite healed. And so one of the other things that sort of comes back and forth into my consciousness or has over the years is obviously the idea of gratitude. I used to do gratitude journals. I used to do all of those things. But one of the things that happened, and it was really heightened when I moved in with my mom, you know, that just brought up all the old hurts and resentments. And I would say what moving back to the Northeast as well, you know, and then again, definitely moving into my mom's house, which was my grandparents' house. Again, so many things came up. And one of the things that happened during COVID, and I've already told you about sort of my feelings around COVID and what I felt was taken from me during that time and what I feel was taken from me while caretaking as well. But one of the other things I think happened is that I've been consumed with being done wrong. And I'm not going to make myself wrong for that. I have been through a lot of bad things, but I've also had so many good things, which I talked about earlier in the podcast, you know, many, many moons ago. But one of the things that really was driven home this week, because this is now my second birthday without my mom. And so I was thinking about the funeral and the people that came to the funeral to not just support my mom, but support me. And when I think about the people that have supported me over the years, unwaveringly, and when I think about all of the things that I've been given, all of the experiences that I've been blessed with in my young life, all of the countries I've gone to, all of the people that I was blessed to share my story with, all of the people that reach out to me for readings. And yet I still had this resentment. And maybe this is part of the grieving process. This sort of looking back, and obviously we know anger and all of that is a part of the grieving process. But something happened this week where I realized that I took certain things out of the hands of something greater than myself. I took things out of the hands of spirit and put them in my own hands. And that hasn't been the greatest move spiritually. So even though I was doing my ancestor work, even though I was saying my affirmations and things like that, I wasn't really connecting in the ways that I used to my higher self, to the universe, the divine, God, goddess. And for me, that is not the best move. And so I recommitted to doing that. And recommitting to doing that, I started to see how many things I missaw and how many ways I focused on what was missing instead of all the things I've been blessed with. All of the ways I've been rescued, snatched out of perilous situations just in the nick of time. Given surprise bonuses, like literally, like surprise checks in the mail. I have been really, really, really blessed. So, and I believe that, and I paid way too much attention. And maybe this is the main crux of the this early morning, 6:22 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, semi-birthday reflection / rant. I pay so much attention to the people who bullied me, the people who abused me, the people who betrayed me, the people who don't like me, that I was missing the possibility, the my path of destiny, my blessings, the fact that I am chosen. I am chosen because I am here. I am chosen because I'm here. I am chosen because I'm here. I am one of God's favorites. I am one of Goddess's favorites. I am one of the universe's favorites. And my sister told me she was listening to some podcast and the lady was saying that she has chosen to live like her past doesn't exist. And I pondered that this week and I thought, wow, what would my life look like if I lived like my past didn't happen? Now, here's a challenge with that. I make my living off of recanting my past. You know, I wrote a book about it. Here it goes, right? I wrote two books about it, actually. And while I wrote a play about it. I wrote a film about it. So a lot of my work has been about like healing the quote unquote wrongs, which now that I look at it, it probably was just a part of my destiny, right? It's just a part of my destiny. It's just like stuff that happened. So living like your past doesn't exist. I'm very curious about that in this next year. As I look at my theme for my year, right? Because I start my year on my birthday. So living like my past doesn't exist and really putting my destiny back into the Creator's hands. And of course, I will continue to co-create with the Creator because I'm part of the Creator. That's my belief. And I will continue to do all of the things that I do. But not forgetting that. And it's not that I forgot. I just think that the anger and the fear and the resentment were just there. And so I decided to put that, you know, to, so here's sort of the prayer that I'm working on for the year. I don't, you know what? It's not a prayer. It's a declaration and a decree to transmute. So it's thank you, because for me, when I do affirmations, I don't really, I write my affirmations and my prayers and my intentions as if they have already happened. And so what I came up with, or what I'm chewing on, it's going to be something to the effect of, and maybe this will be helpful for you. Thank you for transmuting any, not the, any anger, fear, shame, and resentment into joy, gratitude, abundance, and love. I don't have to transmute into protection because I'm already highly protected. So, like, I don't have to do that. Thank you for transmuting any anger, shame, fear, and resentment in my space, right? In my space, in my mind, body, spirit, space, into joy, abundance, gratitude, and love. I'm going to say it one more time for you and for me. Thank you. Ooh, I got something else. Okay, I got it. Thank you. Okay. Thank you for transmuting. Thank you for transmuting any anger, shame, fear, or resentment in my mind, heart, energy, and space into joy, abundance, gratitude, love, in present time. Yeah, because I believe that we have several different timelines, right? So when I do my affirmations and things like that, I say in present time, like bring it now. And so that's what I'm going to chew on. And that's going to be my prayer and my theme and my thought form that I'm creating for the rest of the year. And let's see how it goes. Let's see how it goes. I already started to feel the shift. Again, something happened when I went to my childhood home. It's like, boom, a door was closed. Something happened with the full moon in Aries. It's like, boom, the door was closed. Something happened with like my second solar return without my mom. Boom, that something was closed. Right? Yeah. It's like what happened was the blinders that I had on were taken off. and I can see more clearly. I can see more clearly. I can see how the anger, shame, fear, and resentment kept me from seeing the joy, the abundance, the love, and the fun that's been around me all along. So I'm no longer the saddest, happy person. I know. That is my declaration. That is my decree. That part of my story is over. That part of my story is over. It is cancel and delete. So yeah. So happy birthday to me. I'm amazing. I'm lucky. I'm blessed. And I'm going to live like that. All right, y'all. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for being on the brink with me. Literally, oh, I forgot. So, because I had just got off the prayer call as well, because they wanted to celebrate me for my birthday. And I was like, no, don't celebrate me because I haven't been on the prayer call. I feel so bad. And they were like, sis, no, we're not like that. And so, see, that's the type of stuff I'm talking about, right? It's like, yeah. And so one of the things that the pastor said, he brought up the old song, "We've Come This Far From Faith." And I'm always telling people, activate your faith, activate your faith. And I definitely live from faith. I mean, I'm in a packed up my car and moved to a different country with over 3 months. And so that definitely was a faith walk. But faith in everything, right? Faith even when I feel sad is a part of the new way of living. So yeah, so thank you all for joining me on this faith walk, because even this podcast is a faith walk. So you see, there's no theme music, there's nothing, because literally it's 6:30 in the morning. And so I just hopped on. This is a voice memo and I'm going to post it just like that and just like that. And yeah, that's it. All right. Oh, so... And also, I may do one more post on Halloween. We'll see, because I'll be with friends. So we'll see. And then after that, that will be the end of season one. And I'm going to take some time off and reconfigure. And I will be back with season two very soon. All right. Thank y'all so much. Thank you for being on the brink with me. And as I say, none of us deserve to be on the brink alone. I am Zoe Flowers. I love you all so much. Thank you so much for the support. And I'll see you soon. Bye.